From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Well, the year is flying fast towards the summer season of tropo and barbecues, the time when many people take a break from the normal routine in the workplace. Well, I have to ask, what has been routine for many caught in the strictures of the pandemic and the sneaking virus? You will note last week there were the announcements of the release of the 2x1 contest call signs and the appointment of a club's coordinator, both in the WIA National News Bulletin. This got me to thinking about the relative memberships of the two cohorts. That is, how many people actively engage in contesting as against the number of amateur operators who support one or more radio clubs. I suspect that the numbers of club members far outweighs those ardent contest operators. This brings me to the issue that has me trying to reconcile the situation. It is some months on since the election of the new WIA board, and just a few since the AGM that installed the current administration. It was my hope, like others to whom I have spoken, that the fresh faces would have sprung from the blocks after doing their warm-up exercises. Now I'm wondering, what is really happening is there doesn't seem to be the interest or support being given to the clubs that we would expect. It's more than just having clubs utilise the public liability insurance scheme. It is the nurturing of the hobby of amateur radio and the support of all that goes into that. Finances have dictated the reduction of issues of the house journal Amateur Radio, and this has meant less opportunity to have club material printed and distributed as conveniently as once was. It seems that a simple club portal and WIA website and on social media pages would go a long way towards filling this gap. Realistically, there needs to be a greater effort put into relating to the members and the clubs in particular. When we consider the hours that are devoted to the broadcasts that we enjoy, it's a remarkable effort on behalf of the VK amateur community. Yet in many ways these various news outlets suffer from lack of input from clubs. Perhaps if the shyness of people who get behind the microphones to say hello in a casual manner, but are overwhelmed at putting a short announcement down for broadcast that is causing this. I don't know. I certainly encourage club publicity officers to support your broadcasts, as this can increase the people who can attend your boot sale or other event. Sadly, some people would want to expunge history by being offended at things that don't settle easily in their world view. History is what teaches, if we are prepared to learn from it and not rewrite it to some new doctrine. For those who feel that what happened in the past stops them from getting on with life and joining the rest of us, perhaps time is catching up and you are wanted with us and not against us. Old bodies and young ones make up our working clubs, and experience is a valuable commodity. If we can use it, an openness to learn is the mark of progress. Please, can we have some more engagement and support of the club networks? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.